There's my little feller.
Put your dick away when you talk to me.
There's my little guy.
Put your dick. Wait, are you talking to me or your penis?
Oh, shit, you're not coming through.
I'm not coming through!
Now say words.
Never.
No, there you are.
You missed my golden joke that was perfect, and you'll never hear it again. You'll never hear it again.
How are you saying about your perfect joke? And it's it's Austin's a big old fart, but I know that one kills whenever you tell that one.
And that I destroyed my own career with it. Yeah, it did kill in that way.
Yeah, yeah. A guy died because of that joke you said.
Mm-hmm. Which, you know, I thought the only person who could actually kill with a joke was I want to say Jerry Seinfeld, just because he's given so much money to Zionist causes, but
yeah,
I don't really know.
I mean, he's using jokes to kill. There's a layer removed there.
Yeah, 1 + 1 = 5. I get you. We're there.
Yeah. Four lights. What's the deal with four lights?
Science. Magic. Horses. Truth. Banter.
Dan, it's been so long since I've seen you. I thought you died.
Yeah, it's been, what, a week?
It's been
1 week since you looked at me. Record a podcast, say that, I'm sorry. 5 days since we posted
you
it.
You do need to say you're sorry. I don't think I need to explain why.
I thought I love you meant never having to say you're sorry, which is maybe the stupidest interpretation of love I've ever heard.
No, you never have to say you're sorry. You never have to explain your actions, and you get to take another human being for granted as much as you want. What is unclear about that? That's what love is.
If I wanted my parents' marriage, I would need to make a lot more money.
And that would kind of like be your whole personality, is that job.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, live that life.
Whereas now, I don't ever talk about my job or anything that happens with my job, and my job doesn't define me at all. So I'm definitely not slip-sliding my way towards the inevitable life that is becoming my father. Because I have
Behold,
healthy boundaries
the datification
with my
of
work.
Dan.
The datification of Dan.
It starts with the grunting noises.
I haven't bought any New Balance tennis shoes, and my calves are notoriously dinky, so I've got a ways to go before I dad out too hard.
You have dinky calves.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad you know that about yourself.
It's the only part of my body that's less developed than my personality, them calves.
Yeah, yeah, you're just a blank slate. You're a Jason Bateman type.
Yeah, you can just project onto me whatever you want. Wait, Jason Bateman?
Whichever one was in the Psycho movie with the crazy millionaire guy, you know, that one. And then there was that song and he killed a guy to it. You know, the one. Jason Statham was in it.
No. It is.
Oh, sorry. We were looking for Patrick Bateman in American Psycho. Thank you for playing.
Yeah, no. I was like, Jason Bateman is the actor.
The actor?
The actor? I don't consider him the actor. I don't consider Jason Bateman a blank slate. I consider him like sarcastic, slightly jaded, and like just escaped a really awful. Like, he's a child actor. He's been in this business since he was an itty bitty. So I don't know what near miss stories he has of drug fueled ragers or sexually inappropriate producers and stuff like that. Like, Jason Bateman got stories. Jason Bateman.
Mm, yeah,
like,
that's true.
I think if Jason Bateman wanted to, he could probably wreck some lives. You know,
he could bring down Hollywood single-handedly.
He knows where the bodies are buried.
And yet he doesn't. So he's kind of he's kind of a piece of shit for that reason.
Well, I'm purely speculating here. But although, man, this Diddy situation sure is making a lot of people go, wow, so many bystanders, so many people who knew for
so long.
Yeah.
maybe a bunch of people did kill JFK that worked in the government. It's
very, very possible.
Listen, if having a freak party or whatever he called it.
Freak off.
In your house.
They're called freak offs, which I misheard as a freak out. And I was like, oh no, Spielberg was trying to tell us in Freakazoid.
He was warning us.
He was.
I mean, P. Diddy probably hired Spielberg to edit the footage from the freakouts. The freak-off parties.
Spielberg's not much of an editor, I'll be honest. I don't think Spielberg's edits are that great.
How dare you? How much you seen that weird Pinocchio movie? Which had, was it Home Alone or was it the Taylor Thomas as the Pinocchio boy?
Oh, God, I forgot that thing fucking existed.
And he was a robot.
Was that a Spielberg flick?
Yeah, yeah.
Really? Yeah, it was the Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
It was a Taylor Thomas. Okay. Whatever happened to that guy?
He grew up. He does occasional guest spots on things, but he's just, I think he's just cashing his home improvement checks, which, you know, that cast is all just holding their breath, being like, Tim Allen, don't. We need these
don't
checks.
Fuck
so please
this up.
Just stop. Don't
stop being your thing.
Stop. Stop. Please. Please. Okay.
Just keep
you
doing
got Toy
Last
Story
Man
5?
Standing,
okay,
whatever
okay.
shitty sitcom you're doing, and just tread water, you fuck.
Yeah. They're just like, please don't Cosby us. Like, just, we need this. We need this money.
Well, if he had Cosby'd them, it would have already happened.
No, that's true.
In which case, they'd be saying, you know, please don't let it come to light, which is bad.
It is bad. It is.
So how dare you cast of Home Improvement if that's the case?
Man, we're casting wide hypothetical dispersions today. If anyone out
one
there knows
stick.
About something and isn't saying anything about it, how dare you?
Welcome back to Page 7 Banter. Which one's the gossips? Is it page 6?
It is page 6, but we're one past that because this is all hypothetical. It's
I think page 7 is a podcast that covers page 6 that I listened to once and didn't like it because I don't like gossip.
I feel like this gossip is in a quantum position where it is both real and hypothetical.
Schrodinger's tea.
Schrodinger's tea. I like that. I like that. Schrodinger's tea. It's a good
like
way
a
to...
trans man waiting for the mail. In both senses of the word.
Oh.
Both spellings of male.
No, wow, that was you backed into something shockingly clever.
Why, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that how we met?
Yes, and.
No, you're yes, and.
Yes, and.
As this podcast decays into yes, anthropy, we need to just... except that this is the... hand we've been dealt. This is our fate, Austin. You and I in our Sisyphean podcast that maybe Anne is the only person who listens to anymore, but that's okay.
And you know what? She's a goddamn champion for doing it.
You know, I mean, it really is. This is like listening to a combination of the real life tapes from Mindhunter, you know, the interviews with criminals and 911 calls and like therapy session tapes. And really bad voice memos where someone's trying to work out a tight 5.
I mean, you keep comparing me to the shoe fetish strangler, mm-hmm. and I keep telling you, I strangle myself with shoes. It's different. All the words are there, but it's different.
I know, you're just a mad-libbed version of that guy.
Yeah, I wanted to be that, but I misunderstood what it was, because, you know, I can't be bothered to read.
I know. Well, your fetish is shoes. It ain't reading. What, that sounds gay.
Yeah, what am I, the word fetish strangler?
Come on.
Idiot.
Remind me when we quit recording to tell you a strangulation story.
Is it, you listen to that song?
No.
Strangulation. No respiration. Don't care if I'm not alive anymore.
Wow. Way to avoid copyright infringement, Austin.
Yeah, that's the safer use version of that song. Messed up my life real bad.
I think that was a bit on Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. That sounds like music, where mm-hmm. it was like parody versions of like songs that are similar to but legally distinct from your favorite hits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man, whatever happened to the guys that did that show that did 30 Rock and all the good shows? Whatever happened to them guys? Tina Fey, whatever happened to that guy?
I think if you follow the lineage of single camera shows from 30 Rock, the current one that falls in that producing / creative lineup is Girls 5 Eva, which I highly recommend. It's very funny.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's about these women in their 40s getting back together. After...
Women? Never mind.
They were a girl group in the late 90s, early aughts, and it's
that is good.
Getting back together 20 years later, and it is fantastic. Sarah Bareilles is the star, and she's actually a fantastic comedian.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's very good. At one
Talk
point
about a triple threat. She can act, do comedy, and is trying to kill me.
Uh,
Yeah, we got beef.
What, pray tell, is your beef with Sarah Bareilles?
Well, I guess it's like most women that live in LA have the same beef with me, in that I went around LA with a big butterfly net trying to round people up for Diddy's freak parties.
I thought that she just was not going to write you a love song, not because you asked for it, but because she's in fact writing you just a threatening note.
Yeah, I did. She's not going to write me a love song, and I did not ask for it. And I am mad about that, because she should have intuited my needs.
Oh, God, such a baby. Wait, are you the Dave Coulier to her Alanis Morissette?
I'm the Dave Coulier to a lot of people.
In what context? All of them. Yeah, I mean, you're probably
toxic.
the Dave Coulier to my Stamos? Wait, is Stamos canceled?
Yeah.
Is Stamos canceled?
He did something.
What did he do?
I forget what he did. It was bad.
What did Bob Saget do? I mean, he died, but...
he died. That was kind of it.
Well, and then he dated, like, really young
women.
He
fell off
women.
When he died.
Man.
I think he just worked blue after being, you know, very almost adjacent to children's entertainment with, like, America's Funniest Home Videos, Full House. So for him to actually be a raunchy comedian rankled a lot of people's feathers.
But he, like, dated very young women.
Well, so does Leonardo DiCaprio.
And we've all lampooned him for it.
And we've all collectively agreed it's fine.
I mean, Google just turned 26, and somebody was like, Leonardo DiCaprio about to start using Bing.
What's the one that's the Internet Explorer now? That one's pretty new.
DuckDuckGo, if you're into QAnon
shit.
That's
even older, idiot.
I know, but it's unfiltered internet results. It's the one that my father-in-law uses so that he can find the sources to back him up, where I'm like, homeboy, this is literally a Word document that somebody took a picture of and put online. This is not a source.
WordPress is approved by Congress, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't let stuff be on there if it wasn't true.
Yeah, right? That's the whole thing with the internet. I mean, that was Trump's response in the debate about the cats and dogs. I saw it on TV.
It was on TV, Dan. Mm-hmm. It was an episode of ALF, and he thought, and he really misunderstood the term illegal alien, but it was on TV.
I mean, it's the sort of the Mad Lib problem. Like, all the words are correct in a different order.
ALF is eating the cats, despite many prompts not to.
God, you gotta think, like, this is the dumbest descent into fascism. Like, it's so stupid.
Well, I mean, a lot of descents into fascism have been lost to the murky shores of history, so we don't know. We don't know what stupid stuff the right got up to.
I mean, yeah, what if, like, I don't know, did Mussolini just... What, I don't know, what if he was, like,
yeah,
really
I feel
into
like,
magic or something? I just can't imagine,
I feel like Mussolini probably did some stupid stuff. Like, there was, like, a long, unbroken line of banana peels when he stepped off the stage and just sort of whoop, 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 his way down the Roman streets. After a certain point, he starts surfing and it turns into like a whole thing.
Who was the Pope that was like the fascist apologist during all that? Which
you'll
pope
have
that?
To be more specific.
Yeah, which Pope was okay with genocide, Austin?
You'll have to be more specific.
Which Pope signed off on the imperialist expansion and extermination?
You'll
of...
have to be more specific, Dan.
Why don't other religions have popes? Right? I mean, there's the head of the Mormon Church. Right, which they call a president, which is so American. Like,
it is. It is the good old American gospel.
Yeah, Mormonism is just such an American religion, not just in its literal founding and history, but just its whole aesthetic is so. No, we promise we have like the. It's the same as like people trying to trace their ancestry back to Europe and through however many generations or wherever we are. It's the 23andMe of. Of religions, in that its entire board did just resign.
Yeah, America's board did kind of just resign. Mm-hmm. And that's what these debates are.
Yep.
If you really think about it. Spiritually, these debates are America's board just resigning.
And Kamala being like, I've got a gun. I feel like that was not a revelation to Oprah. That was more Kamala threatening the American public. I have a gun.
Yeah.
And I will use it.
I will use it. Give me one. Well, she was a cop, so it's like.
Yeah.
No one's eating the dogs, but she might shoot them if you leave them around.
Oh,
there, you
100%. Know what I mean? 100%.
They can't help themselves. It's a reflex.
That's true. Dogs are their one natural weakness, you know.
It's the, well, that's the fentanyl. One... Or, wait. Are dogs made of fentanyl?
I don't know. Well, you know, I love cases of fentanyl hysteria where people think that by touching fentanyl they're going to die.
Yeah, which is why everyone injects it, because you get lethally high just by touching it.
It's so... God, they just don't give cops any training about anything, but especially drugs. And then they just turn it into drug hysteria. It's great. I heard someone say the word fentanyl real loud once, and I saw a bunch of people pass out.
I saw that. Yeah, it was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if Harold Hill was going to do the Music Man today, he'd just come to town and try to sell like drug stuff to the cops. Just be like, this is a fentanyl detector, and this is a bong extractor.
Oh, I need a bong extractor for unrelated reasons.
Austin, where is it? Where was the carb in or was the carb out?
Oh, you know.
I told you the jar was too big, so you thought the bong was the solution?
Because it's narrower. And
it,
I needed to boof
narrower.
Something with smoke in it.
Oh, God. Have you ever done nitrous?
The kids are crazy about it.
I'm like, how did Whippets come back? Like, I know they got this galaxy gas that's like flavored.
Galaxy
shit,
gas, yeah, the supersized Whippets.
I know, but I'm like, how did Whippets come back? I just never of all
well,
the
I guess
stupid
they never really
shit,
left.
I never thought that Whippets would come back.
They never really left. We've all seen just those weird, the empty containers on the side of the road, and you're like, well, I guess people are still doing Whippets.
I'm like, man, somebody must have, somebody was doing a lot of whipped cream at their catering event.
Wow, I bet that whipped cream was so foamy and moist.
Sorry, somebody's dying.
It's about to be you.
Oh, no.
Yep, I'm the black sheepdog that foretells death from those lores. All those lores you read, it's me, that guy.
Really? Are you the one who spoke to Son of Sam?
Yeah, I told him not to kill all those people, but the connection must have been fuzzy.
Or you caught him on opposite day.
Oh, shit, that's what it was.
Yeah, you didn't look at the
that's
calendar.
On me. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
My bad.
On opposite day. Oh, God.
Well, I checked my calendar. It said it wasn't opposite day, and I'm like, all right, weird that you have to mention that. So, well, time to go tell Son of Sam that I think all blondes are hot and should be treasured.
Austin, are you going to go see the new Joker movie? Doesn't come out this weekend, but the next. You have 2 weeks to think about it.
I said I wasn't going to see the first one, then it got reviewed pretty good and I ended up liking it. So maybe I'll just wait for it to see what people think about
you
this
liked
one.
It? But you understood that was not a role model, right? Or did you think that he was based? Was the Joker blackpilled?
Oh, it wasn't a role model?
Here's my question to you. Is it a condemnation or is the Joker in fact blackpilled?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Yeah. He's a good guy? Is the role model that Joker?
Yeah, remember there was that disclaimer when the movie started, like, this is who you want to be and you should be like this character. And I was like, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. He resonates with me so much because I, too, like emotionally terrorizing but not hurting little people.
Yeah, yeah.
But only that scene. I fell asleep right after that scene. What happened in it?
Never mind. Just go see the second one. I'm sure you'll have fun.
Okay, this one's got Harley Quinn in it.
Austin.
Dean.
I have something to confess.
All right, do three mea culpas and then say what it is.
What do you mean three mea culpas?
I was hoping you'd know. I don't know what it is.
Doesn't that just
so
mean
I guess first explain
bad?
To me what a mea culpa is and then list your sin.
Mea Coppola, isn't that Francis Ford Coppola's daughter?
Yeah, that is who that is. Okay. All right, now, what were you saying about how you sinned and stuff?
Yeah, I did a mea culpa. I spent all my money on a ridiculous film with Adam Driver, and I'm real worried about it.
Oh, that's... You're going to hell for that one.
Well, if the road to hell is paved with pretty decent wine, then...
It is paved with Adam Driver, though.
It is paved with Adam Driver. It's just every time
like
you step on a
Star Wars.
Every time you step on one of them, it just goes, more!
More, yeah, he's freaky.
Good
those suit. Those Adam Driver paving stones that I paved the road to hell with are real into it.
But it's the opposite of what Stephen Colbert said. You know how Stephen Colbert wanted Adam Driver to step on him? This is stepping on Adam Driver.
It's
remember how long he
Driver,
did that bit
yeah.
for? He did that bit for like over a year before Adam Driver came on the show and told him to knock it off and then was real intense with him.
I wasn't even aware that happened. So little do I care about both of those.
You don't like the Stephen Colbert? But Stephen Colbert is the prince who was promised. Stephen Colbert is, you know, he fulfills the promise that was Jon Stewart. Stephen Colbert is like Bill Maher.
Over him. I'm a John Oliver boy now.
Oh, I was thinking of John Oliver. Was I saying Stephen Colbert this whole time? I was thinking of John Oliver. Yeah, Stephen Colbert never did that bit. No, Stephen Colbert is a very nice man, but he's not transgressive.
Yeah, he's pleasant, but outside of that.
Was I just saying Colbert that whole time? Man, I meant John Oliver, of course. John Oliver's where it's at. John Oliver's excellent.
Yeah.
Stephen Colbert's fine.
I'd kill. If John Oliver ordered me to kill, I would.
Mm-hmm.
And he has.
I'm surprised he's still on the air.
Well, I mean, it's HBO, so it's like...
I thought it was TV.
HBO is TV now.
Their whole thing is it's not TV, it's HBO. That was a whole big campaign for them.
Well, they've become what they hate the most.
Man, I haven't heard somebody screw up celebrities as bad as when you just did, you know, Jason Bateman when you met Patrick Bateman at the top of this. At least that's the same last name.
Which one was the one that did Ozark?
That would be... Batman.
Jason Batman. We got a movie drug. We're in deep with the cartels. Rattle the cages. I'm just an accountant. I'm just a regular guy. I don't know how to move drugs.
Laura Linney, it's so good to see you back at something.
This is tearing our marriage apart. But we gotta do it to survive.
That's probably good enough to end on.
Is that good enough to end on?
It is. Good job.
Hooray.
Good
night, everyone.
A Secret Weapon production.